Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for March 21st to the 27th, 2015. UN official asks Israel to build confidence with the Palestinians. Meanwhile, this week, a Palestinian youth is killed by Israel troops' gunfire during invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. Five Palestinian civilians were injured and many more were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation by Israel troops who attacked the nonviolent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Majd Bajali reports.
This week, anti-war and settlements protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bilayn, Na'lin and Annabi Saleh. In addition, protests were organized in the villages of Kufr Kaddoum in North and West Bank and Al-Ma'sara in the south. Israeli soldiers used live rounds, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. Five villagers were injured and many more were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protest organized in Kufr Kaddoum village. One of the injured were hit by a live gunfire, while the other four were lightly wounded by rubber-coated steel bullets, local sources reported. Bilayn and Na'lin protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall. Meanwhile, in Annabi Saleh village, Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers as soon as they reached the village entrance. In the southern West Bank village of Al-Ma'sara, Israeli troops attacked the villagers and their supporters at the village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMMC News, this is Majd Bajjal.
This week, UN's Robert Seri calls upon Israel to start some confidence-building measures. Meanwhile, an annual Arab summit meeting discusses Middle East issues, including prospects of Palestinian-Israeli peace. IMEMC's Ramel Mighari with the details.
United Nations Special Envoy to the Occupied Palestinian Territories, Robert Seri, speaking before the UN's Security Council, emphasized on the need for the freeze of illegal Israeli settlement activities as a prerequisite for a Palestinian statehood. Seri regarded latest remarks by incumbent Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as being counterproductive to peacemaking effort. PM Netanyahu had earlier pledged his voters that no Palestinian state will be created alongside with Israel. Meanwhile, Arab leaders and representatives of more than 20 Arab countries will be holding the regular summit meeting soon. The meeting will likely discuss prospects of peace between Palestinians and Israelis in light of Israeli Prime Minister's remark. Nabil Al-Arabi, Secretary General of the Arab States League, had earlier said, "Let's wait and see," in response to those remarks, which disturbed Washington, a key mediator between both Palestinians and Israelis. At the internal Palestinian level, Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Alhamdulillah visited the Gaza Strip with an effort to resolve a number of outstanding issues, including delayed reconstruction of the war-torn Gaza and reactivating a unity deal between the Islamist Hamas in Gaza and the Fatah Party with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
A Palestinian youth was reported killed this week after succumbing to wounds he sustained by Israeli troops' gunfire. Meanwhile, this week, Israeli troops conducted more than 50 invasions targeting West Bank communities and kidnapped at least 35 civilians, including six children. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura has more.
This week, invasions and home searches were reported in the cities of Nablus and Jenin, northern West Bank, and Ramallah city in central West Bank, in addition to Hebron in the south. On Wednesday, a Palestinian youth was announced dead after succumbing to wounds he sustained last week. Earlier on March 18th, Israeli forces invaded Al-Jalazon refugee camp in the central West Bank city of Ramallah and opened gunfire randomly at residents, injuring Ali Safi, 20 years old, in his chest. Safi was moved to Ramallah Hospital for treatment and remained there until he was pronounced dead, local sources reported on Wednesday. On Tuesday, Israeli soldiers, accompanied by armored bulldozers, invaded Ta'anak village near the northern West Bank city of Jenin and demolished a water well in addition to uprooting 10 Palestinian olive trees. Also on Tuesday, Israeli soldiers invaded the Al-Qum Palestinian village southwest of the southern West Bank city of Hebron and handed orders for the destruction of 2 Palestinian homes and a well. Earlier in the week, Israeli police officers demolished on Monday morning the Al-Araqib Bedouin village in the Negev for the 82nd consecutive time, rendering the families homeless again. Dozens of police vehicles and undercover units of the Israeli military, accompanied by bulldozers and trucks, invaded the village before forcing the residents out of their sheds and homes and demolished their structures. Seeking a temporary shelter, the families had to go to the local cemetery. In related news, the Israeli army and personnel of the Jerusalem City Council delivered late on Sunday night demolition notices targeting 5 Palestinian homes in Ain al-Lawza and Bir Ayyub neighborhoods in Silwan town in occupied East Jerusalem. On Thursday, several military jeeps invaded Surif town west of Hebron and handed notices to 6 families ordering to hold the construction of their homes in Deir Musa area, northwest of the town. Also on Thursday, a Palestinian driver crashed his own car after an Israeli soldier stopped him, searching his car, and forced him to drive him to the Yitzhak illegal colony near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. For IMMC News, this is Iman Abdrabo Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for March 21st to the 27th, 2015, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.